écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes au Hellfest et nous sommes avec Sami du groupe Enciferum. Hi, nice to meet you.
Likewise, ça va?
Ça va. We are here to talk about your performance of tomorrow.
Yes.
But my first question will be, are you still looking for a singer and a keyboard player? Because you put something on your Facebook page and you've got something like 50 answers right now, maybe more.
I think I've already went through like almost 100 applications, but the search goes on. Like David Hasselhoff says, don't get me wrong, there's an incredible amount of very talented musicians who already contacted us, but well, we still haven't made any final decisions, and of course we want to give it time because we are not in a rush with this topic, because the band is really completely functional. We want to be sure that when we made the decision to have the fifth member again, that person is really the right one, and hopefully that person will stay us until the end, the bitter end of the band.
Your last album was released in September last year, Two Path. It's a very epic Viking metal album. From your point of view, what is the evolution of the band since One Man Army?
Well, personally, I think One Man Army and Two Paths are like a pair. I think Two Paths kind of finalizes what One Man Army started, because we had the same producer, and the idea that we had on One Man Army was to make an album that sounds like a really tight live album. Okay. But don't get me wrong, I really love One Man Army, and it's really aggressive and so on, but this angle of making it sound like a live album, I think we made it really well with Two Paths, because we use a lot of analog equipment to record it. The sound is so much better, and we even did really old school stuff like recording. Well, there are songs on the album where drums and bass are recorded at the same time. It's from the beginning until end, just one take, and that's really like 70s, 80s thing. Nobody ever does that anymore. I think that gives the album really natural kind of groove. It really sounds like the band is playing, and that was the goal, that it sounds like the band is playing in a rehearsal room or having a, you know, it would be a live album. So I guess that's the, I think Two Path is the really natural step ahead from One Man Army, and now we, in my opinion, we achieved what we were looking for, and now we can start achieving the next goal, and let's see what that is, because we're already working with the next album. So anyway, but let's go forward.
For your tour now, is your track list mainly focused on Two Paths?
I think it's natural for a band when they release a new album that they're, you know, proud of it, that they want to promote it. So of course there are going to be some songs from the new album, because well, we're proud of every song. But I think festivals are a little bit different, because on festivals, the difference between looking like own headlining tour is that people who come there, they already know you and they know what they're getting. But the difference between festival shows is that there's possibility to reach, well, literally thousands of new people. And of course you want to give the picture of the band's diversity, especially with Enciferum, because we have very big diversity music-wise. And of course there's going to be new songs, old songs, and what we also like to include are rare songs, because we have really hardcore fans. On the last tour we met a guy, I think he said he's seen us 46 times. And it's really like, oh, what the fuck are we gonna play for that kind of hardcore fans? But I also have friends who have seen Iron Maiden like 50 times. So, yeah. And so, but it's Iron Maiden. So when it happens to yourself, it really sounds weird.
A word about the cover of Two Paths. How did you find this cover?
The cover was made again. Gil Havancik, the same guy who did the cover for One Man Army. It's really fucking fantastic to work with this guy, because, well, you know, like we had the raw idea of the cover, and he was like, oh yeah, he gets excited about stuff, and that's what I really like. It's always nice to work with people who are excited, because then they have passion to do it. And then, you know, then he sends some of his idea back, and then you send like a your ideas back, and then he sends like raw draft, and then it's really nice to work with him. And the idea, well, the name of the album is Two Paths, and but anyway, the whole idea of what it means is that every moment, literally every moment, is a crossroad. And most of the times we don't even know that we are standing on a crossroad, that the decisions that we do now, they will have consequences in, well, instantly, a year, 5, 10 years from now. If you would have chosen differently, it would have led to totally different kind of things. Not just for you, but people around you. But that was the idea of this. And well, it's nothing new. It's all around, all mythologies. And but anyway. Sorry, I really got carried away from the cover art.
Your lyrics are in English and in Finnish. How do you decide the language, and is it important?
Well, there are just parts that are easier to write. Some things are easier to say with your own native language. And that's always what I'm... Because for some reason I'm the main lyric writer of the band. Even though I always say to everyone that please bring your ideas, and but they just trust me. But there are just things that you can write much more, you know, vivid way. It's more colorful and more deep, and you can play with words much more with your own native language. And that's what I always I'm always a little bit worried about that, the English thing, because I don't want to keep repeating myself, and I always proofread my lyrics. Well, not me, but I sent them to a British friend of mine, Andy Whittle. Andy, we love you. To proofread, and it's I think it's really healthy, because he also like asked, okay, what do you mean with this? But anyway, some things are just easier to write in Finnish. And, well, Finnish language, of course, there's a lot of vowels, so it's really singable. So it's, yeah, c'est ça.
I will give you 5 items, and you can pick one between these 5 items. You okay. Can choose between Clark Kent glasses, the basket of the Red Riding Hood, the shoes of Marty McFly, the violin of Sherlock Holmes, or the Indiana Jones hat. What item would you choose?
That's hard. It was so easy until the last one. I was going for Marty McFly's shoes, but the hat from Indiana Jones, that's... Well, the thing is that I'm optimistic about the future of humankind, so Marty McFly, give me your shoes. I wanna have that.
A last word, maybe about the Hellfest?
Well, it's a fucking fantastic festival. If you've never been here, come here. Incredible lineup always, incredible atmosphere, good wine, good food, fantastic people, and P.S. beautiful women. And in case you haven't heard the new album, To Pass, check it out. Enjoy the summer and love each other.
Thank you.